This is A Day at the Beach podcast number 252. My name is Clint Beachwood. The show is being released on July 1st, 2026. It is your home for new releases in the worldwide genre of instrumental surf music. On the last show, I was privileged to provide to you the world premiere of the new single by Slacktone. I played Wave Wrecker, and today I am opening up with the flip side of that record. The song is called Claptrap. I'd like to thank Matthew Clark of Colorado Instrumental Fanzine for providing me with these great tunes. So without further ado, I present you Slacktone with Claptrap on A Day at the Beach podcast number 252.
This is Dusty Watson. You're listening to Clint Beachwood. Let's get back into it.
Thank you.
perhaps Poland's finest surf band, Jezziak and the Surfers. They have a new single out. It's on High Tide Records, and the name of the song is The Swell. Before that, from Kungsbacka, Sweden, you heard the Riptide Rats. They too have a new single. It's called Atomic Shark. And opening up the show, another brand new song from the mighty Slacktone. Slacktone is headlining the final day of the Surf Guitar 101 Festival at the end of the month, July 31st, August 1st and 2nd. If you have never seen Slacktone, do yourself a favor, buy a ticket, somehow get to this festival just to see Slacktone play. Every one of them, Dave Ronsky on guitar, Sam Bolle on bass, and Dusty Watson on drums, at the top of their game. I can't say enough about the musicianship of Slacktone. They are just incredible. Enough gushing over Slacktone, let's move on. But speaking of great music in the world of surf music, here's another cut from the CJs and their second EP. It's called A Touch of Terror 2, and this song is called White Lotus. Corky James is on lead guitar. He has played in multiple genres of music over his career, and I am so glad that he decided to enter into the world of surf music. These are the CJs from Los Angeles, right here on A Day at the Beach.
Thank you.
You just heard Martin Cilia. He's from Australia. He did a song called On the Rocks. The song itself is a couple years old, but it was also included on the recent release of the Continental Magazine, which is put out by Double Crown Records. It's issue number 40. It's the CD that comes with the magazine. And once again, it was Martin Cilia doing On the Rocks. Before that, a band from Akron, Ohio called Golems of the Red Planet. They did a song called Belial, and it's on the album Surf Masada. Once again, Golems of the Red Planet. Before that, it was a brand new band out of Los Angeles. They're called Last Twango, and the song I played was Lip Curl. It's a single by Last Twango, and the CJs started off the set with White Lotus. Once again, A Touch of Terror 2. You can find all these songs on Bandcamp and other streaming sites. Highly recommend you checking them all out. Background music for today's show is coming from a new release by Paul Johnson, Mr. Moto. He has released an album called Rare Musical Gems from PJ's Archives. This too you can find on Bandcamp. Boy, it seems like there's 20 songs or more on this. You might want to give that a listen also. Up next is a band simply known as Goons. They are a High Tide recording artist. Their new album is Never Go Back. Mostly vocals, a lot of rock and roll garage type stuff, but here's an instrumental called Lockdown.
This is Kane Monokura, and you are listening to A Day at the Beach with Clint Beachwood.
Thank you.
I haven't played a song by the man from Ravcon in quite a while, but he has a new album out called Snakeskin Symphony. The song you just heard was Mr. Special. Man from Ravcon is from Charlotte, North Carolina. From Spain, the Gagarins before that. Their song was La Liga de los Mutantes Olímpicos de la RDA. The album is Contra los Fantasma del Capitalismo. The Manicuras were before that. They too are from Charlotte, North Carolina. I wonder if they know the man from Ravcon. Their new single is called Tropical Call. And a big thanks to Kane Manicura for the introduction to that song. And the Goons started the set off with Lockdown. Well, you're listening to A Day at the Beach three different ways. Either at ClintBeachwood.com, on SoundCloud, or on GTF Instrumental. GTF rebroadcasts the podcast three times a week. Pacific Coast times are Sunday at 9 a.m., Tuesday at 5 p.m., and Thursday at 3 o'clock in the morning. If you haven't listened to GTF Instrumental, I highly encourage it. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, the Vacuumoids from Belgium and then Texas, they have returned to the surf music world with a vengeance. They have released their second album this year. It's called True Cult Surf. Here's a song called Exercises in Surfability 6. The Vacuumoids. This is a day at the beach podcast featuring new releases in the worldwide genre of instrumental surf music. We'll be right back. That was Arno De Sea and the Clockwork Wizards. They did a song called Nyctalopia, which is night blindness, and it comes from their new release called Don't Mess With Cistas. No doubt the album title has to do with their hometown of Cistas, France. In front of that, from Mexico City, it was Sistilis doing Sin Tabla. And you can find that on a new compilation called Wolfman's Howlin' Hootenanny. And then we go over to Stockholm, Sweden, and Tiger Shark Nielsen. His new single is called Megalodon Man. And back to Texas and the Vacuumoids with Exercises in Surfability 6. You're listening to a Day at the Beach podcast number 252, again being released on July 1st, 2026. Shortly after this show, I am going to draw the winners for the big giveaway from Podcast 250. A loyal listener in Texas put all 250 podcasts on 4 thumb drives, and I'm going to draw 4 winners from somewhere around the world. Danny, I can't thank you enough for this wonderful giveaway. I have 4 more songs to wrap up the show. Up next from the UK, it's Surferosa. They're going to do a song called Hot Pipe, and it comes from their new release called Surferosa vs. the Alien. And then off the Triple Agent Records Volume 9 compilation, it's going to be the Kalana Boys from Spain. They're going to do Vendetta. And then a band from the Ukraine called Night Surf. They're going to do a song that is being released today, July 1st. The song is called From the Light. And then Shorty's Swingin' Coconuts, another band performing at this summer's Surf Guitar 101 Festival. They're going to do The Call of the Tangaroa from their latest EP, Mai Tai and Hi-Fi Part 2. They are from Long Beach, California. This is Surferosa. So, as the sun sets on podcast 252, I want to send a heartfelt thanks to you, the loyal listener to the show, to all the bands and record labels that send me music, and to Rick, my sponsor at Austin Ribbon Mics. So until next time, crank up the reverb, soak up the sun, and keep those good waves rolling in. This has been another Day at the Beach.